Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Omar Darwaza, the director of investor relations and strategy for OCI Partners LP. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol OCIP. Thanks for joining us today, Omar.
Thanks, Juan.
So, starting off, please give us a history and overview there of the company for some of our listeners that are new to the story and didn't catch our initial interview about 6 months ago.
Sure. So OCI Partners is an integrated ammonia methanol business that's located in Beaumont, Texas. OCI Partners is a wholly or a majority-owned subsidiary by OC parent company OCI NV, which is listed on the AEX Amsterdam and is today the third largest nitrogen-based fertilizer producer in the world and the second largest merchant methanol producer in the United States. OCIP came to market in October of 2013, we've been obviously publicly traded since, and the parent company owns about 80% of the total outstanding units today.
Excellent. And can you talk about the recent restart there of the ammonia and methanol production line?
Sure. So just to take a sort of a step back, when we initially IPO'd, the equity story there was that we were selling a portion of the company in order to raise capital to be able to upgrade our facility by about 20% in terms of its annual capacity. And we just, in fact, completed that project and announced that we restarted our facility back on about a week ago. And today, our annual capacity for methanol is about 912,500 metric tons a year, and it is about 305,000 metric tons for ammonia. We increased the methanol line by 25%, and the ammonia line by about 15%. At present, we've already reached the new design capacity for our ammonia line and are currently ramping up capacity for the new methanol line and expect to be fully ramped up to the new upgraded capacity in about 2 weeks from now.
Well, great. And so what are some of the key trends that you're focused on right now in the sector, and how are you positioning the company to capitalize?
So OCIP is obviously a seller of two products, ammonia and methanol, both of which have very different supply-demand dynamics globally. On the one hand, methanol is a product that is used in a vast majority of building material products, such as formaldehyde, paint, resins, MMA. It's also used in gasoline blending around the world, specifically in China, Israel, Australia, the UK, and several other countries. We've yet to see the United States implement the same sort of practice, but we do hope to see that come to fruition in the next several years. In fact, there is a bill sitting in Congress for the past several years that's called the GEMS Fuel Bill, or H.R. 2493, which is the technical name for the bill, that ultimately pushes for more alternative fuel and fuel sources in the American economy. Today we're seeing ethanol being blended in gasoline, but we've yet to see methanol. So this is an exciting potential upside that we could witness in the next several years. On the ammonia side, ammonia is predominantly used as a fertilizer. So today I would say 80% of global ammonia capacity is used for the production for fertilizer use. Ammonia is aqueous in nature and is used predominantly in the United States and in other developed markets. But about 20% of ammonia used globally is also for industrial uses in mining or as a raw material for industrial explosives, etc., etc. So those two products are quite different in nature. They trade quite differently. They have different idiosyncrasies. And we, as a producer of both products, having enjoyed a low natural gas environment in the United States for the past year and a half, and certainly during this year, as you probably know, gas prices have barely edged up $3 per MMBTU in the last quarter or so, and this was one of the worst winters that the United States has faced. So this has definitely been advantageous for our business from a profitability perspective. So we are price takers of the global commodity price for methanol and ammonia, and we are price takers, obviously, of also the natural gas price. But overall, we're quite comfortable. We're very comfortable with where the products are trading today, and expect further upside on both ammonia and methanol in the short term. On methanol, that's primarily driven by a new methanol to olefin capacity that's being added in China, which should add a new merchant methanol demand in the market. And on ammonia, we're expecting ammonia prices to start to see a bit of some sort of a potential upside in the next several weeks ahead of the spring application season here in the United States. So again, both products typically trade differently. However, we are comfortable that in the short term we should see some upside on both products. And on natural gas, if you look at the natural gas futures curves today, you'll see that they're trading at lower levels than where they are today in 8 months and 12 months from now. So we feel comfortable that we should be in a low natural gas environment for quite some time.
Great. And what are some of the key factors you feel make OCI unique from some of the other players in the sector?
So, you know, OCI has had a significant track record in creating value to its shareholders in the Netherlands. You know, we've done fantastic transactions in the past where we've returned significant amount of dividends to our shareholders. And for this particular entity here, publicly traded in the United States, typically MLPs could be used as a drop-down vehicle for additional assets. And today we are, in fact, developing two other assets in the United States. One is Iowa Fertilizer Company that's based in the Corn Belt. That's a fertilizer business that's going to be predominantly selling urea, ammonium nitrate, urea, and ammonia. And we are also building a new methanol plant that's right next door to our existing facility in Beaumont, Texas, that will be complete in late 2016. So after 2016, we could potentially drop down this asset into the MLP and ultimately expand distributions and the earnings power of OCIP significantly. So this, I think, should get investors excited. We are not simply a one-asset facility that's a price taker of natural gas, ammonia, and methanol, but we are also taking inorganic measures to be able to expand distributions for our unit holders beyond this upgraded capacity that we just completed. So I think that the future is quite exciting in that respect, given the parent company's track record and given the fact that we're always open to create value and using the company's share as currency in any potential transactions that we think would be accretive to both the parent and the unit holders.
Right, and what are some of the other key goals and milestones you're hoping to accomplish over the next 12 months?
I mean, I think for us, as you probably know, OCI Beaumont was an asset that was initially built in the 1960s. We ended up buying it from Eastman Chemical in 2011. We had to obviously spend a significant amount of capital to upgrade the facility and refurbish it. I think our number one priority is to run as smoothly as possible and ensure that operations are stable. And I think now that we're done with our turnaround and our upgrade on the plant, we should be able to run the plant at a higher utilization rate moving forward. So I think the focus will continue to remain on operational efficiency on the assets. And along the way, of course, management at the parent company is always looking at potential opportunities that would be accretive to the unit holders. So that is something that we're going to always keep an eye out on. But I think on the corporate level, we are now focused intensely on ensuring that this plant runs smoothly, has no issues, given the fact that it's an old facility that was refurbished. And I think, you know, so far with this turnaround and this upgrade behind us, I think we're in much, much better shape to run this plant with a higher reliability factor than we had previously.
Great, and perhaps you can talk a little bit about the key management there behind the scenes at OCIP.
Sure. So Frank Bakker is a Dutch citizen. He's the CEO of the company, and he has been in the chemical space for over 25, 30 years. So he has significant experience in running fertilizer, methanol, and caprolactam facilities, and this is what he's done in the past in his sort of capacity as a plant manager. And then Fadi Kiyama is our CFO. And he has been with the parent company for the past over 12 years now. So he's obviously quite, you know, a veteran of the company and knows, you know, has been with us for quite some time. And then over and above that, of course, we have a very solid board of directors with significant experience. But even more importantly, we have a parent company and a sponsor that is always there to support the business and to inject additional capital if need be, and to ultimately formulate strategies, commercial strategies, and corporate strategies for the business as we go along. So I think it's extremely important for investors to recognize that OCIP is backed by a global Dutch specialty chemicals business that's listed in Amsterdam, and that has obviously a significant war chest of capital behind it, and expertise and know-how to be able to pass that along OCIP and OCIP's management today and in the future.
And as far as investors in the financial community are concerned, Omar, do you believe that the OCIP story and your message and upside are completely understood and appreciated by them? And if not, what do you wish investors better understood about the company?
Sure. I mean, Juan, I think if everybody understood the story very well, then you know, I might as well you know, take a year long vacation, right? But there's always room for further improvement. I'm obviously extremely active on the road, meeting investors constantly. I also meet with retail investors through the various retail conferences that are hosted. And I think it's you know, when we initially IPO'd back in October of 2013. We were really the only other methanol, publicly traded methanol company out there, pure play methanol player, than Methanex, which is a global methanol producer, obviously. So it took quite some time for investor education to pass along by virtue of me meeting with investors and obviously speaking about the industry. But now I think a year and a half later, there's a much better understanding of the business, and you can see that reflecting in also the sell-side research. Today we're covered by Citi, by Bank of America, by Barclays, and by Alembic Global Advisors, and I would say all four of them have done a great job in educating their respective clients on the industry and on the company. So it's been obviously a process. These are sometimes intricate commodities to understand in terms of their pricing dynamics and how they behave and how they react to policy decisions that could be taken, to maintenance of facilities around the world, to downtime, to the various industries that they actually feed into. So it is quite, it's always a learning process. And I feel that every time I sit with investors, there's always something new that they can take away from the meeting, even though that they've done their homework. So here we are. You know, I would like to take this opportunity through this interview to also educate investors on the story and on the company, you know, I'm always obviously at their disposal to take our conversations further.
Well, great, and once again, joining us today is Omar Darwaza, Director of Investor Relations and Strategy of OCI Partners LP. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol OCIP. Currently trading at $18.69 a share. Market cap is north of $1.5 billion. And before we conclude here, Omar, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company a good investment opportunity today?
Well, I mean, I think several things. One, it goes without saying that we're in a very low natural gas environment, and natural gas is an important raw material for the production of methanol and ammonia. So that means that what we're paying for natural gas today is extremely competitive and ultimately reflects immediately in our margins. Secondly, we're at an inflection point today where we've just seen a price hike by Methanex on methanol prices, and that, I believe, is expected to sustain firmly in the next several months as we start to see a rebound in prices after last year's decline in prices, predominantly on the back of crude oil declining also. And then another important point is the fact that we are also at the crossroads of a lot of farmers buying ammonia ahead of their spring planting seasons. So I believe these two short-term catalysts, as well as the fact that we are now in a low natural gas environment that's going to be here with us for quite some time, given the abundance of gas and the supply of gas in the United States, makes our equity story extremely compelling. So I think whoever is looking at the story today, in addition to the fact that we just upgraded our capacity and expect to expand distributions on the back of that, we'll realize that this is a good time to look at the company.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Omar, and update our investor audience on OCI Partners. It was good to have you on, as always.
Thanks, Juan, and always happy to talk to you guys. And I look forward to doing another interview in the next several months.